愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
好，我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
好，请。
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
有时候我们要开车去比较长的旅程，大部分人第一个就是用手机把最后一点定了。
Usually when we are going on a longer trip by car, we set our destination on our phones.
有时候稍微走错路手机还会带领回到正路。
And even if we make a wrong turn, our phones will help guide us back to the correct path.
但是如果我们没有把最后一点定了，有时候我们走错路就找不到地方。
But if we do not set our final destination, sometimes we will end up in the wrong place.
我们活在地面上七八十年。
And we live on earth for around 70 to 80 years.
我们的最后一点是什么？
What is our final destination?
这里告诉我们进天国。
Here it tells us it is the kingdom of heaven.
当我们肉体的生命结束了我们有一个盼望就是回到神那里去。
When our physical lives end, we have a hope, which is to return to God.
天国有多好。
How good is heaven?
神有多好，天国就有多好。
How a good God is, that is how good heaven is.
那神有多好，我没有办法想象。
And how good God is, we cannot imagine.
说天国有多好，你没有办法想象。
And how good heaven is, we also cannot imagine.
如果我们想象得出来，就不够好。
If we can imagine how good heaven is, it is not good enough.
那天国有多好，也不是地上的经验能够形容。
And how good heaven is cannot be described by the pleasures of this life.
因为地上的经验是物质界的。
Because all of the experiences we have in this life are in the physical world.
天国是灵界的。
But heaven is in the spiritual realm.
所以我们信主耶稣有天国的盼望，这是人生最大的福气。
So as believers of Jesus, since we have this hope of heaven, this is the greatest blessing in our lives.
问题是，是不是每一个人信耶稣都可以上天国？
But the next question is everyone who believes in Jesus able to enter heaven?
那如果我们回到主耶稣讲的这个第五章的二十节。
So if we return back to what Jesus says in chapter 5 verse 20.
你们的义不胜过文士法利赛人义，断不能进天国。所以有一个条件。
So here it says that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. So this means that there is a requirement.
天国是新天新地，有义居住在其中。
Heaven is a new heaven and a new earth, and only the righteous abide in it.
所以一个人上天国，他必须要有义。
So for one to enter the kingdom of heaven, they need righteousness.
义很抽象，义是什么？
So righteousness is so abstract. What does it mean?
启示录里面讲义就是白衣服。
In Revelations, it describes righteousness as white robes.
所以上天国的人，每一个人都要有白衣服。
So everyone who enters the kingdom of heaven must have white robes.
那这个白衣服从哪里来？
And where do these white garments come from?
我们现在看提多书。
Let us turn to Titus.
提多书的第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第三章的第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲主耶稣救我们不是因为我们自己所行的义。
Here it says that Jesus did not save us by our works of righteousness.
不是因为我们自己的好行为，主耶稣救我们。
And it is not according to our good works that Jesus saves us.
所以罗马书里面讲世界上没有一个义人。
In Romans it tells us that there is no righteous person on earth.
无论是外邦人、犹太人。
Whether Jew or Gentile.
在神面前都是罪人。
Before God, everyone is a sinner.
每一个人都没有白衣服。
And no one has white garments.
那这样人得救就没有希望吗？
So in this case, is there no salvation for anyone?
哦，这里讲要照他的怜悯，所以得救要属耶稣的怜悯。
Here it says that we are saved according to God's mercy. So for us to be saved, we need God's mercy.
哦，那主耶稣的怜悯就有两个步骤。
And the Lord Jesus' mercy has two parts to it.
第一个就是重生的洗。
The first step is the washing of regeneration.
我承认我是罪人。
I admit that I am a sinner.
我承认耶稣是我的救主。
And I admit that Jesus is my Savior.
他为我的罪付出赎价。
And he has paid the price for my sins.
所以我信耶稣是我的救主，接受洗礼，在那个时候我们被称义。
So I believe in Jesus as my Savior, and with that belief, I am baptized, and therefore I am justified by faith.
就是在那个时候，我们有一件白衣服。
And it is at that moment that we have this white garment.
哦，那现在问题是，这一件白衣服要怎么一直维持是白衣服，一直到我死，能够去到义的天国，这个是大问题。
So now another big problem is how can I maintain these garments so that they continue to stay white until I enter into this heaven full of righteousness?
所以圣经里面讲啊，律法是好的。
The Bible tells us that the law is good.
十条诫命没有一条是不好的。
There is not one bad commandment in the Ten Commandments.
但是人有罪性，所以人做不到。
But human nature is sinful, so no one can fully fulfill it.
但是我们信主以后十条诫命没有不能改一条。
But after we believe in the Lord, there is not one commandment in the Ten Commandments that we can change.
那没有受洗之前我做不到，为什么受洗以后我就做得到？
So before baptism, I wasn't able to keep all these commandments, but why is it that I'm able to keep them after?
所以下面就是圣灵的更新。
It continues to say the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以要保持我们的衣服洁白，过一个义的生活，这需要有圣灵的帮助。
So in order to maintain our garments as white, we need the Holy Spirit's help.
圣灵把神的本性充满在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit fills God's divine nature in our hearts.
我们人的罪性就被神性所取代。
So that the human sinful nature is replaced by God's divine nature.
那圣灵使我们有力量。
And the Holy Spirit gives us strength.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And the Holy Spirit pours out the love of God in our hearts.
所以一个人要保持衣服的洁白，必须有圣灵的更新。
So for someone to maintain the whiteness of their garments, they need the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以这是人的努力。
This is the diligence of man.
所以重生的洗，这是恩典。
So this washing of regeneration is a blessing.
不是好行为换来的。
And it's not something that we get from good works.
但是圣灵的更新，这是人的努力。
But renewing of the Holy Spirit, this is something we have to work hard at.
让我们把衣服一直洁白。
In order to keep our garments white.
那这跟我们刚刚读的马太福音第五章有什么不同呢？
So how
有什么关系呢？
This related to what we read in Matthew chapter 5.
我们回到第五章的二十节。
If we return back to Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
这里讲你们的义要胜过文士法利赛人的义。
Here it says that your righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
那什么叫做文士法利赛人的义？
What does the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees mean?
文士法利赛人他们对摩西的律法相当有研究。
The scribes and the Pharisees were considered relatively well-versed in the law of Moses.
所以他们也遵守摩西的律法。
And so they kept the laws of Moses.
所以他们有义啊。
So they were righteous.
但是文士法利赛人遵守神的律法只是外表的。
But the scribes and Pharisees only kept the commandment of God outwardly.
那我们现在的义要胜过文士法利赛人的义，就是要进到我们的里面的更新。
So for our righteousness to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, we need a renewal that happens within.
所以主耶稣怎么描写文士跟法利赛人？
So how does Jesus describe the scribes and Pharisees?
他是粉饰的坟墓。
They are whitewashed tombs.
你如果到美国看，坟墓很漂亮。
If you go around in the U.S., you will see that there are many beautiful graveyards.
有花有草。
There are flowers and grass.
哦，好像公园一样。
It's just like a park.
如果挖进去，里面是死人的骨头。
But once you dig into these graves, then you realize there are bones.
哦，所以当时的文士法利赛人，他们守摩西的律法，这是外在的。
So the scribes and Pharisees at the time, they obeyed the commandments of God, but only outwardly.
但是如果再挖深一点到他们的心，你就发现有很多的不义。
But if you dug deeper into their hearts, you would realize that there is a lot of unrighteousness.
所以胜过文士法利赛人的意就是，我们不但要遵守那个律法字面的意思，我们要进到内心更一步，进一步的更新。
So for our righteousness to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, it not only means that we need to keep the laws on a surface level, but we also need to dig deeper into our hearts.
所以圣经来讲哦，天国是努力的人进去的。
So from the according to the Bible, heaven is only entered by those who work diligently.
所以有时候我们洗礼完以后，到底我要努力进天国，怎么努力？
So sometimes after we are baptized, we wonder how hard we can work to enter the kingdom of heaven.
除了来聚会奉献十一捐，到底我要做什么？
Should I come to worship on Sabbath or should I give tithes? What should I do?
就是要努力让我们的义超过文士法利赛人的义。
We need to work hard so that our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
除这个外表我来聚会，在外表上我献十一捐，在外表上我有参与圣工之外，要深深的进到我们的内心。
So besides doing all the outward things of coming to service and giving tithes,And serving God, we also need to examine our hearts.
神的话是一面镜子。
God's word is like a mirror.
站在神的话面前来自我反省，我的心跟神的话对照之下，我有什么不义？
And we can use God's words to reflect on ourselves to see what sort of unrighteousness we have.
圣灵会感动我们。
And the Holy Spirit can move us.
让我们为义为罪自己责备自己。
So that we can discipline ourselves and examine ourselves to see where our sin is.
使我们的内心呢越来越有义。
So that we become more and more righteous within our hearts.
好，那接下去啊，从马太福音第五章二十一节一直到第五章的结束，就在讲文士法利赛人的义，然后我们怎么超过？
And so in Matthew chapter 5, from verse 21 up until the end of the chapter, it continues to talk about the difference between the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees and how we can surpass that.
那至少有四个重点。
So there are at least four main points.
好，我们先来看马太福音第五章。
So let us turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第五章的二十一节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. You have heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment.
这个地方讲好像第五戒不可杀人。
Here it talks about the fifth commandment, You shall not murder.
那杀人会受审判。
And whoever murders will receive judgment.
所以文士法利赛人意思不可杀人，所以一生不可以杀人。
So the scribes and the Pharisees did not murder at all in their lives.
也不可以堕胎，因为堕胎就是拿掉神所创造的生命。
And it is also not allowed to have an abortion because this is considered ending a life.
那我们怎么超过文士法利赛人这个义呢？
So how can we exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
接下去从二十二节开始，就是在讲怎么超过文士法利赛人义。
Starting from verse 22, it talks about how we can exceed that righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
好，我们看二十二节。
Let us look at verse 22.
好，请。
But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever says to his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council, but whoever says you fool shall be in danger of hellfire.
这个二十二节讲不可以向弟兄动怒。
Here it says that you shall not be angry with your brother.
或者说圣经里面讲不可以恨人，恨人在心里就是杀人。
Or you shall not hate anyone, and if you have hate in your heart, that is just like murder.
所以我肉体不杀人，但是我天天恨人。
So I may not physically kill anyone, but I may hate them in my heart.
那我没有超过文士法利赛人的义。
Then in this case, we have not surpassed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
那下面讲骂弟兄是拉加摩利，就是骂他是饭桶。
And next it says, whoever says to his brother Raka shall be in danger of the council.
哦，他是神的儿女。
This person is a child of God.
哦，他是君尊的祭司。
And this person is a royal priesthood.
在神面前非常宝贵。
And is very precious before the eyes of God.
是主耶稣的宝血洁净的。
And this person is someone who is cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
我们把他骂作饭桶，这个就是不对，就是不义。
But yet we look down on them and we scold them, and so this is called unrighteousness.
哦，这样我们的义就没有超过文士法利赛了。
And if we do so, then our righteousness has not exceeded the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
所以不只是不可以杀人，心里不可以恨人。
So not only do we not murder, we also cannot have hate towards others in our hearts.
恨就是在黑暗里面。
Being in hatred means that we are in darkness.
恨使我们跟神没有相交。
If we hate someone, then we have no fellowship with God.
那也不可以骂人，贬低别人。
And we can also cannot scold others or look down on others.
这不简单啊，这个标准相当高。
And this is not easy because the standard is quite high.
这个要圣灵帮助。
But we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵帮助，做不出来。
Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we can't do this.
如果天天祷告，被圣灵充满，结出圣灵的果子，就很自然。
But if we pray daily and we are filled with the Holy Spirit to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, then this will be easier.
我们天天在努力什么？
So what are we working so hard for every day?
我跟人的关系好不好？
Are my relationships with other people good?
如果不好，为什么不好？
And if they're not so good, why is it not good?
我对他有没有恨？
Do I have hatred towards this person?
我对自己的配偶有没有恨？
Do I have hatred toward my spouse?
我对自己的父母有没有恨？
Do I have hatred towards my parents?
我对我自己的子女有没有恨？
Do I have hatred towards my own children?
如果没有恨，
And if there is no hatred,
关系就很好了。
Then your relationships are very good.
我有没有贬低我周围的人？
Have I looked down on others around me?
把他看作饭桶。
To look down on them.
没有用的人。
As a people of no use.
如果我没有。
And if I haven't.
那我们的义就胜过文士法利赛。
Then our righteousness has exceeded the righteousness of the scribes and
Pharisees. 如果我们有，
But if we do,
我们的义就跟文士法利赛人一样。
Then our righteousness is exactly the same as the righteousness of the scribes.
那我们现在就看23节。
So let us look at verse 23. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you. 24. Leave your gift, therefore, before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. 25. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge. The judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown in prison. 26. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny.
这个地方特别讲我们跟人的关系。
Here it especially talks about the interpersonal relationships.
那你如果要在祭堂献礼物，
If you would like to bring a gift to the altar,
要神悦纳我们的礼物，你要先跟人和好。
For God to have favor in our gift, you must first reconcile with your brethren.
那这个献祭是什么？祷告就是献祭。
So what does bringing these offerings mean? It means giving up our prayers.
所以我们的祷告如果要跟门神垂听，
So if we want to be heard, we want our prayers to be heard by God,
我们要先跟人和好。
Then we first need to be reconciled with the people around us.
那跟人和好要怎么样呢？
And so how should we be reconciled?
所以23节最后，想起弟兄向你怀怨，就是有恨呢。
So in verse 23, it says that if you remember that your brother has something against you, so this is also hatred.
有苦毒，想到这个人，心里就很苦。
Or you feel very bitter and sour when you think of this person.
24节。
In verse 24.
要把礼物留在祭坛，先跟弟兄和好。
Then leave your gift there before the altar and first be reconciled to your brother.
要怎么和好？
So how should you be reconciled?
要赦免。
You must forgive them.
这样人才会赦免我们。
And only in this way can God forgive us.
如果我们很有把握，我都没有罪。
If we claim that we have no sin at all,
那我们一定跟人会很好。
Then we will definitely have good relationships with everyone.
所以有时候罪看不见，但是人跟人的关系是很明显的。
So sometimes we can't directly see sin, but our relationships with others is very clear.
没有赦免，人的关系不会正常。
Without forgiveness, there is no normal relationship between people.
所以祷告不容易蒙神垂听。
So prayers are not easily heard by God.
那如果大家都赦免
，So if everyone forgives one another,
从心里也不把它看作饭桶
，And they do not look down on others from their hearts,
也不生气
，And they are not angry,
那你就发现家庭很和睦。
Then you will realize that your family relationships are very harmonious.
人际关系非常的和平。
And your relationships with others are very peaceful.
那这就证明我们的义超过文士法利赛人的义。
And this will prove that our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
这个是很高的标准。
This is a very high standard.
所以马太福音里面才讲哦两个门路。
And so that is why in the book of Matthew it talks about the two doors.
一个是宽门大路。
One is the wide gate.
很好进去。
It's very easy to walk into.
进去以后很好走。
After you enter, it's very easy to continue.
但这是引到灭亡。
But this path leads to destruction.
人很多。
And there are many who go in it.
但是另外一个是小门很难找。
But the other one is a narrow gate and it's very hard to find.
那路很难走。
And the path into it is very difficult.
那为什么路很难走？
And why is the path so difficult?
天国路叫做义路。
The path to heaven is called the path of righteousness.
所以完全照圣经来，这个很难走。
So we need to follow exactly everything in the Bible, and this is very difficult.
所以人很少。
So that's why there aren't that many people.
因为有的他不愿意走。
Because some people aren't willing to walk on this path.
我宁可选择快乐就好，这个天国路太难，不要。
They would rather choose happiness, and they don't want to walk on this path.
那有的是走到一半跌倒。
And some people walk halfway and they fall.
但是这个叫做天国是努力的人进去的。
But this is what it means by heaven is only attained by those who work diligently.
要努力，努力的就得着。
Those who work hard will be able to gain it.
所以他人不是很多。
So therefore, there are not many who enter it.
这是第一个我们先看第二个。
So this is the first, and let us look at the second.
我们看马太福音的第五章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 5.
第五章二十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 27.
请。
You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery.
这个二十七节其实就在讲第七诫。
So verse 27 is talking about the seventh commandment,
不可以犯奸淫
which is you cannot commit adultery.
所以如果我们一生都没有犯奸淫，我们跟文士法利赛人一样。
So if in our entire lives we do not commit adultery, then we are just like the scribes and Pharisees.
那我们的义怎么胜过文士法利赛人呢？
So how can our righteousness exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees?
如果我们接下去再读下去。
If we continue reading,
我们做得出来，我们就胜过文士法利赛人。
If we can carry this out, then we will surpass the righteousness.
但是如果再读下去，你就发现不是这么简单。
But if you continue reading, you realize that it's actually not so easy.
这要神的帮助才做得出来。
And this can only be carried out with God's help.
所以我们看二十八节。
So let us look at verse 28. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
这个二十八节讲不可以有淫念。
Here in verse 28, it says that you cannot look at a woman to lust for her.
二十七节是讲行为。
So verse 27, it talks about physical actions.
二十八节是讲心里的意念。
And verse 28 talks about the thoughts of the heart.
淫念这里讲在心里就已经犯奸淫。
And any lust that you have in your heart, this is already committing adultery.
不简单
So this isn't easy.
因为有时候我们的意念自己没有办法控制。
Because sometimes we can't control our own minds.
那再加上你看我们现在的大众娱乐。
And adding on to that, we can see all of the common ways of pleasure and entertainment.
如果把暴情跟色力从电视、从电影拿掉，还有什么可以看
？If you remove all of the violence. And bloodshed from the TV shows, what is left?
但是如果看了以后让我们有淫念
But if after we watch these shows and we have lustful thoughts,
这个就是不义啊
Then this is called unrighteousness.
你怎么神怎么进来到里面呢
And how can God enter you in this?
因为我们里面的不义
Because we have unrighteousness within us.
但是如果我们看了以后不会有淫念，你为什么需要去看那个？
But if you watch this and you don't have any lustful desires or thoughts, then why would you want to watch it?
哦，所以这个叫做最终之乐。
So this is called having happiness from sin.
啊，因此，如果一个人要保持内心的干净，他必须要控制啊他自己所接触这些电视、大众传播的节目。
So if someone wants to cleanse themselves from sin, they must abstain from watching these common forms of entertainment and media.
哦，那有时候为着避免发生哦，最好、哦、你就不要看嘛啊。
And the best way to prevent this from happening is to not watch it.
啊，但是不要看这个是消极的。
And
做最积极就是你不需要。
And so the main point here is that you do not need to watch it.
啊，不可以，这是一种限制。
If you can't watch it, this is a form of limitation.
啊，不需要，这是一种自由。
But if you don't need to watch it, this is a form of freedom.
如果信耶稣是一堆不可以，不可以哦，很多限制会信得很辛苦。
If believing in Jesus is a bunch of you can't do this and you can't do that, then it's very difficult to.
但是如果信耶稣信到最后，我不需要赌博，我不需要看那些电视，我不需要跳舞，那是一种自由。
But if you continue in your faith and you realize that you don't need to gamble and you don't need to do these types of things, then you realize this is a form of freedom.
哦，那这个自由从哪里来？
So where does this freedom come from?
神的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。
Where the Spirit of God is, their freedom is.
当圣灵充满在我们里面，
When the Holy Spirit fills us,
神满足了我们的心，
God has fulfilled our heart.
非常平安，非常喜乐，
And we feel peace and very joyful.
非常甜美，
And very sweet.
我们内心有这个最宝贵从神来，你在看世界的这个电视节目，你说这真的是不需要。
We experience all of the sweetness within our hearts, and then we realize that we do not need all of these things from the world.
你会坐在电视前在看那一些节目，你会觉得坐不下去。我为什么需要看这个？
And as you sit in front of your TV to watch all these things, you will realize that you can't continue watching on.
那这个需要圣灵充满。
But this requires the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那我们的义啊，才能够胜过文士、法利赛人，因为我们里面没有那个一念。
So that our righteousness can exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, and we have no lustful thoughts.
好，我们看二十九节。
Let us look at verse 29.
好，请。
If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
好，三十节。
30. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you.For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
这里讲啊，右眼叫你跌倒，把它挖出来。
Here it says that if your eye causes you to sin, then pluck it out.
没有右眼能进天国，胜过保守右眼下地狱。
For it is more profitable that you lose one of your members than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
三十节，那右手叫你跌倒，把它砍下来，没有右手能进天国，超过由右手下地狱。
In verse 30, it says that if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you with one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
那圣经真的是叫我们右眼挖下来，右手砍掉吗？
So does the Bible teach us to really pluck out our eyes and to cut off our arms?
当然不是的。
Of course, it's not saying this.
眼跟手，这只是一个工具。
Your eyes and your hands, these are tools.
它都是很宝贵的。
They are both very precious.
这个是叫我们说，如果为着进天国，你最宝贵的一部分都可以为着进天国把它舍弃。
This is teaching us that even if we have the most precious things in our lives, if we are able to let go of these precious things just to enter the kingdom of heaven.
比方说，我很喜欢这个工作。
For example, I really like my job.
但是为着这个工作，我必须要到一个很远的地方长期的出差。
But for this job, I need to go to a far away place for a long time.
很可能就是因为跟配偶分离太久，到最后第三者跑进来。
It's it gives a very high chance that you will introduce an opportunity for there to be a third party in your marriage.
那第三者跑进来就完了，信仰就完了。
And with a third person involved in your marriage, then your faith has ended.
所以如果这个工作我很喜欢，也很高的配，但是会让我守到有困难，我宁可找一个比较低的工作，但是我可以守到。
So if this job gives me a high pay and I really like it, it's still more worth it to let it go and go for a lower salary because it allows you to keep your faith.
又好像我搬家我要搬到哪里去？
Just like if I were to move, where should I move to?
有一个很理想的地方，我一生真的很想搬到那里。
There's this place that really is my ideal place to live. I've always wanted to live there.
那里没有教会。
But there's no church there.
可以不可以搬呢？
Can I still move there?
这要问神啊。
You should ask God.
第一个。
So first,
如果我们搬到没有教会的地方，我真的要在那里传福音、建设祈祷所，最后建设教会。 当然你可以搬。
If you want to move there to preach the gospel and form a house of prayer, then of course you can move there.
但是如果我们没有那个心，
But if we do not have that heart to do so,
很多例子都告诉我们，搬到没有教会的地方，教会到最后信仰流失。
There have been many examples where people have moved far away from church and they end up losing their faith.
所以为着保全信仰，即使我很喜欢。 自己还是要有一个很智慧的决定。So
in order to keep your faith, even though you may really like something, sometimes it requires you to make this decision.
所以这个地方讲，为了保持我们自己的圣洁，我们要付代价。So
in order for us to maintain our holiness and purity, we need to pay the sacrifice.
那如果我们再读31节跟32节，这就更难了。
And if we continue reading verse 31 and 32, it becomes even harder.
好，我们看31节跟32节。
Verse 31 and 32. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery.
在摩西的律法里面，摩西有讲， 你给妻子休书就可以休她。
In the laws of Moses, it says that if you
给她休书，这个怎么讲？
Oh, if you give her a certificate of divorce, then you can divorce her.
那为什么摩西这样讲？
Why does Moses say so?
主耶稣说，因为你们心硬。
Because you are hardened in your hearts.
但是原来的意思不是这样。
But within history, it wasn't so.
太太跟丈夫两个连成一体。
It was where a man and a woman, a husband and a wife come and form in one flesh.
所以不是伴侣，不是生意的伴侣。
So this is not considered like business partners.
如果是伴侣，两个合不来，你分开，你走你的，我走我的。
If you're like business partners, then you can separate anytime. You can go your way and I can go mine.
这个是现在人对婚姻的观念，婚姻是一个伙伴。
But this is the perspective people take on marriage these days, which is that marriage is like having a partner.
不和，痛苦比快乐多，就可以分。
If I feel more pain than happiness, then I can just separate.
所以你看这个，大部分人都离婚过了。
So we can see that majority of people have been divorced.
好，那什么叫做超过文士法利赛人的意？
So what does it mean to surpass, exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
所以32节就讲，离婚只有一个情况是允许的。
In verse 32, it says that divorce is only permissible under one circumstance.
就是配偶犯奸淫。
Which is if the spouse commits adultery.
这是允许的，但不是鼓励。
This is allowed, but it is not encouraged.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为为着孩子的原因，让孩子有幸福的家庭，还是值得在一起。
It is for the sake of the children. In order for a good family relationship, it is better to stay in that marriage.
好，那如果离婚不是因为配偶犯奸淫，再婚就是犯奸淫。
But if you divorce someone because not because of sexual immorality, and you marry someone else, then that causes you to commit adultery.
这个跟我们现在这个社会的观念非常不同。
So this is very different from the concepts of the society.
现在社会的观念就是，当你婚姻还存在的时候，你跟第三者发生关系，这个叫犯奸淫。
So from the world's perspective, if you are currently in a married relationship and you have sexual relationships with someone else, then that is adultery.
但是如果你婚姻已经结束，法院都办好的，你再结婚就没有问题。
But if you have ended your marriage under law and you go and marry someone else, then there is no problem there.
但是神在看事情不是这样。
But how God looks at this is different.
如果不是配偶犯奸淫。
If it wasn't this for this partner who has committed sexual immorality,
你在法院办完离婚的手续，法律上是分开的，在神面前还是夫妻。
Even though you go through the process for you to be divorced legally, you are still married before God.
这个标准非常高啊。So
this is a very high standard.
那我们结婚的对象。
And for our spouse in our marriage.
如果我们结婚的对象他是离婚的。
If our spouse has been divorced.
但是他离婚不是因为配偶犯奸淫。
But this person was not divorced because their spouse committed adultery.
表示他在神面前婚姻还存在。
Then that means that their marriage is still an active one before God.
那我们跟这样的结婚就是犯奸淫。
And if we marry such a person, then this is committing adultery.
不简单。
And it's not easy.
凡是进到神的国，我们的义要超过文士、法利赛人的义。
For anyone who enters into the kingdom of heaven, their righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
这不是做不到。And
this is not something that's not doable.
如果我们有神的帮助，有圣灵充满，有圣灵的更新，这是做得到的。
If we are able to be filled with the Word of God and the Spirit of God and have His guidance, then this is doable.
如果每个人都被神充满,
and if everyone is filled by God,
家庭有神做主,
and our families are the master of our families is God,
这个根本就不可能发生,
then it's impossible for this to happen.
好，我们再看下面一个例子。
Let us look at the next example.
马太福音第五章,
Matthew chapter 5,
33节。
Verse 33, again you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord.
好，在摩西律法里面讲啊，不可以被所起的誓，那你如果起誓，你一定要遵守。So
in the Mosaic laws, it says that you shall not swear falsely, so if you swear by something, then you must keep it.
哦，那如果 我起誓，我遵守，我跟摩西的意是一样。So
if I swear by something and I end up following through with it, then I have followed the laws of Moses.
那现在怎么超过文士、法利赛人的意？But
how can we exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
如果我们看34节。If
we look at verse 34, but I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne.
35节。35,
nor by earth, for it is his footstool. Nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king.
36节。
36, nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black.
所以到了新约时代，主耶稣讲，什么事都不可以起。
But in the New Testament era, Jesus, God says that you shall not swear by anything.
为什么人会起誓？
Why do people swear?
就是因为希望别人能够相信他。
They swear by something to hope that people will believe them.
所以当时有的人起誓是指着天。So
some people swear by heaven.
有的指着地。Or
some by earth.
有的指着头。Or
some by their heads.
这个都不可以。But
these are all not permitted.
那如果不可以起誓，我怎么能够让别人相信我呢？
So if I cannot swear by anything, then how can people believe in me?
就是37节。
Then we can read verse 37. But let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one.
这个是就说是，不是就说不是。这是什么？实实在在。
But let your yes be yes and your no, no. And what does this refer to? It refers to being truthful.
也就是说讲话要很准确。
Which means that whatever you speak must be accurate.
对就对，不对就不对。
What's wrong is wrong, and what's right is right.
那这样过了一段时间之后，我们讲的话就有信用。Then
after a period of time, the words that we carry are credible.
像我们这个 credit card， 你为什么，银行会给你 credit card？
Just like when we have credit cards, why does your bank give you a credit card?
因为我们有信用的历史。
It's because we have our credit history.
所以它就像让你先用钱再付款。
So the bank allows you to first spend and then give the money.
所以如果我们能够做到不需要启示，我们讲的话别人都能相信，那我们的义就胜过文士法利赛。
So if we are able to allow people to believe in us without swearing by anything, that means that we have our words are credible, and this means our righteousness has exceeded the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
所以《约翰一书》里面说，我们在那一位真实的里面。
So in the book of First John, it tells us that we are within the truth.
那个真实就是主耶稣。
And this truth is the Lord Jesus.
是真神。
And this is the true God.
所以我们在真神的里面，真神也在我们里面。
So we abide in the true God, and the true God abides in us.
这个人是很真实的。
And this person is very true.
那这样，我们的义就胜过文士法利赛。
And in this way, our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
我们先回来看38节。
Let us look at verse 38.
请。
You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
摩西律法讲以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
The Mosaic laws includes an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
所以，如果别人对我好，我就对他好；别人对我不好，我就用不好来回报他。如果我们是这样，我们跟文士法利赛是一样。
So if someone treats me well, then I treat them well back. And if someone treats me poorly, then I will also treat them poorly. So if we do this, this is just like the scribes and Pharisees.
那我们怎么能够超过他的义呢？
So how can we exceed their righteousness?
我们看39节。
Let's look at verse 39. But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also.
40节。
40. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also.
41节。
41. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too.
42节。
42. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away.
这个从39节一直念到42节，就是让我们说要以善待恶。
So from verses 39 to 42, it tells us to repay evil with good.
那这样我们的义就超过文士法利赛人。
And if we do so, then our righteousness has exceeded the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
那我们再看43节。
Let us look at verse 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
这也是在旧约里面讲的。
This is also spoken of in the Old Testament.
你可以恨仇敌, 但是要爱你的邻舍。
You can hate your enemy, but you must love your neighbor.
那到主耶稣这个时代, 什么叫做更有义?
But in the time period of Jesus, what does it mean to be more righteous?
44节。
Verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
45节。
45. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
46节。
For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?
所以，如果我们爱那个爱我们的人， 恨那个恨我的人，我们跟外邦人是一样，没有差别。
So if we love those who love us and we hate those who hate us, then we are just like everyone outside of church as well.
那我们要怎么跟他们不一样呢？
So how can we be different from them?
爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你的祷告。
You need to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这个要很大的爱。
This requires great love.
好像主耶稣在十字架的爱。
Just like the love that Jesus Christ had on the cross.
主啊, 赦免他们, 赦免那个钉他的人, 因为他们不晓得他们在做什么。
Lord, forgive these people for what they are doing because they do not know what they are doing.
如果这个做得到,
so if they are able to accomplish this,
48节,
then in verse 48,
你们完全像你的天父一样完全, 我们就很完全。
You shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
所以天国是努力的人进去的。
So heaven is, obtained by those who work diligently.
要努力什么?
So what do we need to work hard at?
努力让我们的义超过文士法利赛人的义。
We need to work diligently to have our righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
那这样, 我们就可以进到神为我们预备那永恒的天国。
And in this way, we can enter into this eternal heaven that God has prepared for us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
453, 啊，换你453。
453.